This is 91.9 KBCR. I'm David Fleming. You may know Cliff Simon from a number of acting roles, Stargate, SG-1, Days of Our Lives, and really much more. But before he moved to L.A., he spent a year dancing in Paris. That's all thanks to his friend Gavin, who's described in one sentence as someone who could handle himself with or without a gun. And the next line having him say, "Hey, Cliff, we need another dancer at the Moulin Rouge."
That's the crazy thing about my life. You know, it was... So, well, let me start at the beginning. So Gavin and I, we were both dancers in South Africa. He's a year or two older than me. 6'4" guy, great-looking guy, great dancer. I was actually trained in gymnastics as a young kid. And there was a troupe of dancers rehearsing in the conference room in the hotel. And I ended up talking to the one girl out by the pool. And she said, "Oh, you know, we're starting a new show called Circus Circus. And our choreographer is looking for acrobats." And she said, "Come inside and talk to the choreographer and maybe do something, you know?" And I was like, "No, you're crazy." I couldn't imagine myself at that time on stage. I'd never given it any thought. I went in and I did a few flick-flack, somersault, walked around on my hands. And basically he said, "That's great. You're perfect for the show. We start rehearsals tomorrow. We want you in the show."
Beautiful.
And I was like, "Well, okay." I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know what was expected of me. We started rehearsing and doing some choreography stuff and acrobatics, walking around on my hands and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was my introduction. And from there, I realized, wow, this is what I want to do. I've actually found something that's really stimulating. And it never occurred to me at that time. I had no thoughts about, well, you know, people think everyone in show business and dancers are all gay and all this kind of stuff. It never crossed my mind. I wasn't thinking like that at all. And, of course, my dad, who was an old school kind of guy, saw me in the show and he was kind of happy to see me on stage, but I could see he was very nervous. Like, well, what's my son doing? I thought my son was, you know, going to become a businessman like me.
Wondering who you might bring home one day.
Right, exactly. Exactly. He didn't know. And it just developed from there. I decided this is what I want to do. I actually want to learn to dance. And I moved back up to Johannesburg. I did ballet classes to get a foundation and build up strength in ballet and get some technique. And it developed from there. I got into more shows in Johannesburg and big trade shows and started doing television variety shows and all that kind of stuff. Going back to Gavin, I knew of Gavin. He knew of me, that there was this other guy in dancing and the girls were going crazy for him and all this kind of stuff. He thought he was the only one. You know, of course, egos were involved. And eventually we met up and we actually got on very well. We never worked in the same show together, but we'd bump into each other every now and then. He would cause his own trouble in shows and I would cause my own trouble in shows and we'd hear about it. For example, when I was working at a show in Durban, you know, guys would come into the clubs and, of course, get clever with the dancers and just trying to get clever as a straight guy would in the audience who's sure. Just trying to make fun of a dancer, which they still do. And I would walk off the stage and smack him, you know, and that would be the end of it. And people had never seen this before. I mean, I'm not proud of doing it, but I was like, you know what, guys, we're working hard here for your entertainment. Why are you making fun of the dancers? Why are you trying to grab the girls? You know, all that kind of stuff that goes on. And so I got a bit of a reputation. Gavin got a reputation. Then I heard he was at the Moulin Rouge in Paris. And it was nearly a year after that show that he called me and he said, "Hey, Cliff, this guy's broken his leg. They want another dancer. I've showed them your photographs and you're the right height and they'd love you in the show." I packed up everything I had, which was nothing. I told my girlfriend at that time, "This is what I need to do. I need to go and travel."
Wow.
And I went to Paris with no money on me. I had enough money to buy an air ticket. And I got to the show, and they told me I had to audition. And I was like, "Gavin, what do you mean I have to audition? I don't even have money to leave the country if I don't get the job." Thank God I got the job.
That's Cliff Simon, author of Paris Nights, My Year at the Moulin Rouge. We'll have more from Cliff on an upcoming KBCR. In the meantime, there will be a talk and book signing with Cliff Saturday morning at 11 at Just Fabulous in Palm Springs. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.